There is the spirit that is in you. Amen. And there is the spirit that is on you. In you and on you. Some people have the spirit in them. Some have it on them. But it's the same spirit. The spirit that is on you. If that spirit is not in you, you will be a carnally gifted brother, gifted sister. Because that is called the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But when the spirit is in you, oh glory be to God. It is there for conversion. It is the spirit of sonship. And there is a difference between the spirit of sonship and the spirit of bondage, a servant. There is the spirit of service and there is the spirit of sonship. The gift you operate defines your ministry. If you operate it properly, you will get the reward that is awaiting every one of us. If you operate it wrongly, you will lose the reward that is prepared for you. And I will not take your own, and you cannot take my own. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Three things must be achieved if you are given message. Hallelujah. It must edify. What is it? To edify. To edify is to encourage. It must exhort. I think it's... You notice they are all in the same platform. Whether it is to edify, exhort, or comfort, it's all expression of a state of mind of who is receiving the prophecy. He must comfort you because he's the comforter. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever gift you operate is to give glory to the Lord. He's the giver of the gift. That is the talent. What did he give you for? He said, occupy till I come. So you are only a tenant. You are not the landlord of that gift. You are not the owner of that gift. He gave you to do something on his behalf. Therefore, there is a posture of operating that gift. That is why a true servant of God does not get proud. There's nothing in it. That's why he said, freely you give, you receive, freely you give. That's number one. Let that gift glorify him. Number two, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, concerning the gift of prophecy, verse 1, 2, and 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In operating that gift, hallelujah, this is what he said, follow after charity and desire. You should desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy, because prophecy is for edification. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, when you are given message in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men. I mean, when you are speaking in tongue, you are not speaking unto men because they are not understanding you. You are speaking unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be it in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now verse 3 is my emphasis. But he that prophesieth, speaketh unto men, these three things must be achieved when you are prophesying. Number one, edification and exhortation and comfort. Edification. Hallelujah. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Three things must be achieved if you are given message. Hallelujah. It must edify. What is it? To edify. To edify is to encourage. To edify is... I bet now we go to school. Ask St. Francis. To give hope. Correct? Pastor Francis, help me now. You go to school. Grammar. What is it to edify?
To me, to edify is to build.
To build.
Yes, sir.
Barrister. Grammar. What? Not from a legal point of view. From grammatical point of view.
Sir, I think I agree with him. To build.
So, you see, he's still putting legal there. I agree. He's still putting law inside. I agree with him. Okay, he agrees. Praise the Lord. Did you notice he didn't say anything? Can you quote him?
No.
He didn't say anything. He said, I agree.
No responsibility.
He has no responsibility to that statement. He pushed the responsibility back to you. You see lawyers? Be careful when you are talking with a lawyer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It must edify. It must exhort. I think it's... You notice they are all in the same platform. Whether it is to edify, exhort, or comfort, it's all expression of a state of mind of who is receiving the prophecy. He must comfort you because he's a comforter. Any message you receive and you give somebody, praise the Lord. Amen. Any message you give, that's why it's good to know the Bible. It's good to know the Bible. All of you that are gifted. Somebody say, any woman, when no one step in your husband's house, I say, pack and go. There were two groups of people. One say, amen. Those who want to leave their husbands. The another group, frown. Why did one group frown? Because that is unscriptural. Those who know their Bible will not say amen to everything. Every message you give is to build, is to guide, is to bring back peace, is to comfort, to remove frustrations. Anybody that gives you a message that you will not be able to sleep again, raise your body temperature, create fear all around you. Something is wrong with that message. And there are people that specialize in that type of message. And they think they are saying something. Ah, I see you stand while you are prophesying. He just collapsed and died at the pulpit, Pastor Moses. So be careful, oh. Has he given me any message? Eh? He is attacking my confidence at the altar. Amen. A woman that is pregnant. Hey, sister. The Lord is telling me that they are waiting for you in the day of your delivery. That you will die. Is that a message? And when they give that type of, the people that give that type of message, they give with a lot of confidence. But is it not possible to see that the person, the enemy, is actually waiting to kill that person? It's possible. But in giving that message, praise God, you gave the message and you did not that message did not produce hope. Did not produce confidence, did not produce faith. You are operating that gift wrongly. Praise the Lord. And there are people that specialize in giving only bad messages. I've seen many of them. You know, I'm a pastor. So I receive messages. Pastor, the Lord is saying, you stand alone. Nobody is behind you. I hear it. And when they are talking, they don't know that I've been pastoring this church for the past 20 years with the gifted brothers and sisters. So I am now a consultant in the manifestation of the Spirit. I don't enter spirit before I know who you are coming, who you are, where you are coming from, where you are going, and where you are. Pastor, the Lord told me that you don't have any minister. You are alone. I was in the spirit and I saw you going and you were alone. And I looked. The only person I saw following you bumper to bumper is Prophet Joseph. Time will prove. Are you hearing me now? That person was not given any message. What you are trying to do is to make me, you know, lose confidence in all those God has brought to walk with me. How have you helped the ministry by such a revelation? Praise God. So number three, that, if you are writing it down, that message you are given, is it scriptural? Or contrary to the scripture? That vision you saw, the first thing, you first judge that thing by yourself. This thing that I see, is it scriptural? Is it scriptural? And how do I know, number one, to know whether it is scriptural or not? Is it going to help this person in any way or not? Number two, is there any commandment in the Bible against that? The Bible forbids divorce. So God cannot tell you message that somebody should divorce. If you want to counsel the person, then always speak. This one, no be God, they talk amo. That means just they talk after hearing the country where they go through. That means they talk amo. No be God, though. No be God, though. Na me they talk amo. Na me they talk amo. If na me, I no go feel live with that woman. Oh. If na me, oh, I will lie here, I go kill him. But na me, oh, bet. God, they say you should not divorce. Therefore, let's find solution. And the only solution is let's go back to that God that joined you together. And he will keep you together. Let's continue prayers. You have freed yourself. Pure and simple. But why must you incite him first before you bring solution? There are people that are out to scatter. Your ministry is a scattering ministry. Praise God. You don't know some marriages. There are some women when you marry, finish. Problem of relationship with people begin. Scatter you from your, scatter you, your relations, your friends, and woe betide you, that person claims he has a gift. Every day, anybody where you don't like to come near you, he will give you revelation saying a witch. It's easier for a gifted sister you marry to destroy your life than an ordinary church member who is not having the gift of revelatory gifts. When they don't operate that gift according to the scripture. Praise the Lord. Is this scriptural? It's in the Bible. That's how you will know. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Let's read it. The first five verses in Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See one principle here that will help you. He said, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, everybody fall down. This will happen. Rain will fall after the program in Tanzania and it fall. The dead will rise here today and that dead rises. And the sign of the wonder come to pass. So, that's enough for you to say it's of God now. But see what you have to watch. Whereof, that is afterward, he spake unto thee saying, see now, saying what? Let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Listen. What does it mean? After the mighty sign and wonder, then he begins, instead of pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, he begins to point you to some fetish things. He begins to point you to some other strange fires. He begins to do things contrary to the Bible. That is what is strange. Anything outside of the scripture is strange. Anything contrary to the scripture is strange. Then he explained a mystery there, why he allows such among his people.